Please be seated. I was holding back the tears as I was listening to that song because I don't feel I was worth being raised up. But you know what? God still did it. You seen that sheet of paper I had up here? It was a strip of paper with some notes on it. I had it up here. Anyway, let me welcome all of you who have called in on the conference call and all the other media to this morning's fellowship. Once again, God showed me a great topic to share on that I know we all have experienced. And let me just start by giving you the title. It's called Our Great Inspiration, Jesus Christ. By a show of hands, who here have not been inspired by Jesus Christ? I better not see one hand go up. Nope. Okay, good, good. And like the song previous to this, I didn't remember because I picked these songs out, but it said in that song, choose your words to inspire. And that's so true. Because of all the inspirational moments we've had in our life, usually, yes, they can come by action, but usually they come by the words someone speaks. I've been inspired over and over again in my life. And this morning, in a moment, I'm going to share you two inspirational times that I was so blessed to be a part of. For starters, our theme verse we'll see is 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by what? Can't hear you. By what? Of God. Who better to inspire us? And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, the right way to do things, the right way to inspire others along with ourselves. So I thought that was a very appropriate theme verse to choose. Right now, I would ask all of you to think about a moment in your life, past or present, that affected your life with inspiration and your mindset. Just think about that. And I'm sure a bunch of them are popping up right now of things that have inspired you in life. And as you think about those things, allow me to share about two moments in my life that truly inspired me. I thought you looked beautiful. And one of them, I'm just simply going to say, the little girl in India. Some of you may have heard this story, maybe not, but I sure did. It was years ago at a seminar. And when I was told this, at first I didn't believe it. I said, nah, come on, really? But it's true. So, this little girl ministered to her neighbor, healing the woman from a grave illness. And I don't remember if it was cancer or whatever, but it was bad. Her neighbor, okay? She healed the woman after hearing God's word for the first time the day before. If that doesn't inspire you, you don't have a pulse. She heard God's word and said, I'm going to do that to my neighbor. She needs to be healed. A little girl, not a grown adult. She went over there, ministered to her, and the woman was healed. My hair is standing up on me when I remember that. Praise God, exactly. So she stepped out on God's word because she was inspired. After hearing God's word and putting it to the test. Why? Because the girl believed that what she heard from God's word was something that just moved her, and the woman was healed. Amen? What an inspiring testimony. When I heard that, I said, please be true, please be true, and it was. Another great time of my life, I call it the springboard of my inspiration, and how it gave me the motivation to do the same for others. For others. There's no limitations when it comes to God's power that resides where? Within us. Within us, along with Jesus Christ, who is up there at God's right hand speaking in our behalf. This involved some of God's saints ministering to me at my bedside while I was in the hospital because of my motorcycle accident that was so hard on my physical body, and it didn't look good. It really didn't. Of course, I'm using hindsight and the info I was given after the fact. And I don't mean to bring anyone down, but had I died, it would have been painless. I would have never known. I wouldn't be here. But no. Responders were telling people, hurry and go visit him because it doesn't look like he's going to make it. You don't say that, but they did. Well, I like to think that God, in his own way, was saying, oh no, this young man isn't leaving this life. Not at all. He has so much to do for me and my family, as he'll see shortly. Fast forward to the present. I'm not playing pool at a bar. I'm not golfing. I'm doing God's will. First of all, thank you. First of all, to bless me, because I got to dig into that treasure chest of promises and truths, God's word, and then to hold it forth, whether it's with one person or all of my family here. So, yeah, God says he'll see it shortly. Okay, for starters, we must keep in our hearts and minds that whenever we're reading the Word of God, that it's God-breathed, first of all, and capital P, powerful, like the little girl exhibited in her ministering to the woman next door. Powerful in what you've done in your life to see God move mountains. Powerful as he raised you up and myself. Secondly, how can we truly inspire if we're not focusing on the things of God? If you're thinking about a ball game and all the things that went on and somebody needs help over here, chances are you're not going to be very inspired to help them out. So we need to focus on the things of God. So please, let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. I'll be going back and forth from the NLT to the King James. So Colossians 3:1. As I go there. Since you have been raised, speaking of raises us up, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, things above, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Verse 2, think about the things of heaven, here we go, not the things of earth. Do you have to think about the things of earth from time to time? Of course you do, but that's not what inspires you, you see. You take care of your business, God's with you, he'll help you in your situations. But first and foremost, start off by thinking about the things above. For you died to this life, we did, we died to that life. The old man, the new man was born. And your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, and he is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. Just try and fathom that one. You will share in all his glory. Let's be inspired, not by looking at our self-identity. We've got that, our license, our social security. Okay, it's a given. But we don't get inspired by that. But by our new identity in who? Christ. That's our new identity in Christ. And our new life with him. We're not in this alone. I'm in this with you guys. I'm in this with my Lord and Savior. And most of all, I'm in this with my Heavenly Father, Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Let this truth inspire us every 5 minutes, every month. How about every day? Every day. When you think that there's something in front of you that you can't do, guess who you reach out to? God. Is all things possible with him? Absolutely. Absolutely. We are the ones who limit ourselves, but our identity is in Christ. Let this truth inspire us every day. This calls for a shift in our focus from earthly concerns, like I mentioned a minute ago, from earthly concerns to heavenly things where Christ resides. That's his address now. No, I don't have to deliver mail there, but you know what? We're going to be delivered there. That's right. And you guys are all Priority Express. That's right. Postage paid. And this is a direct command to cultivate a heavenly mindset. A heavenly mindset. And to be inspired by spiritual values. There's so much value in God's word and the spiritual realities that this is over material possessions and worldly desires. You don't have to tell me this, but we've all had worldly desires at one time or another. And call them whatever they are, but not to the point where they take away your focus and attention on the heavenly things, because there's so much value in that. There's so much reward. There's so much peace, if you will, in those things. How do we do that? Fair question. How do we do that? By going to God's Word and reading it. Speaking to the Father. Praying. Speaking those spiritual values with our brothers and sisters. In Christ. Amen. Now, before we look at more of the inspirational words from God's perfect word, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, a verse I know you're all familiar with, but I want to look at that. And it's the one we have up here. The word inspiration here is also translated God breathed. And this particular inspiration in God breathed is the only place in the Bible that it occurs. There's other things associated with that. But right here, inspiration of God. If I'm going to be inspired by someone or something, I want it to be top-notch, and that's God. In life, I'll use myself as an example. I've been inspired by accomplishments by man, especially in sports. I've seen some fantastic, and George, you can back me up on this one. I've seen some wonderful accomplishments in sports that you go like, that inspires me to try harder. That inspires me to do this and that. And that's normal. It's human nature to do that. But we must remember that's the five senses world. We live in the spiritual world. And we want to be inspired by those things that God shows us, each and every one of us, each and every day. If we allow this, you will be godly successful. Right, Daniel? Thank you. How's your believing in all that Jesus Christ has done to inspire you? How is that? I hope it's way up there, okay? And he inspires me each and every day. I just think back to what he's done. Well, then let's look at an inspiring verse of Scripture that's directed to the believer. Go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, please. And when you get to 14, go to verse 12. Many of you will be able to associate this, as I'm going to say about it, that when I first read this verse, the very first time, I said, I can't be talking about me. I just got into the Word. Can't be. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, Jesus Christ speaking, the works that I do, shall he do also. If that was the whole verse, okay, maybe. But it goes on. And greater works than these, speaking of what Jesus Christ accomplished, shall he do, because he goes to where? His Father. And I'm thinking, greater works than these? I said, I don't know, but that's what God's Word says. And I'm inspired by that, and I believe that. Greater works. How about helping someone with salvation? That's a greater work. You know? And God's not having a contest between His only begotten Son and us. He's just telling us that we can help someone with salvation. That qualifies as greater works. Would you agree? Amen to that. Let's look at the honesty of Jesus Christ pertaining to this verse and to be inspired. Go to same book of John, chapter 10, please. John 10, verse 37. Don't believe me. This is Jesus speaking now. Don't believe me unless I carry out my Father's work. Wow. That's honesty. That's being humble, right? But it goes on. But if I do His work, believe in the evidence. Believe in the evidence of the miraculous works I have done. Even if you don't believe me, then you will know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. This is not in the verse. And they are in us. See? We don't want the glory. We don't want people to say, but the evidence, what we do when we minister, that's what we want them to look at. And then hopefully they'll say, how did you do that? You're not able. No, I'm not. But believe in those works, because God has given me that Holy Spirit and the power to do these things. We must not sell ourselves short, because the world does that all the time. Oh, you're not good enough. Next. No, we are good enough. God tells us that throughout His Word. We just have to open it up and read it and be informed. But still yet, these type of things where we have our Heavenly Father backing up His words should be great inspiration to what we step out and what we believe in. Now, let's look at some more godly inspiration. And for this, I would ask you all to go to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. And we're going to look at verse 11. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you. Really? I don't even know what I want to do next week. God knows the plans that He has for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And He's given us that. We've read about that. But He's just letting you know that, hey, I've got the itinerary all figured out. You just come to me and follow me and follow what my Son, Jesus Christ, has done and the examples He's set before us. And if you do that, success is right there at your doorstep. Let's try another verse that you're familiar with, but let's still go there. Philippians 4:13. If something's too heavy for you, or too steep to climb, or too hard to figure out, think about this great verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It doesn't say I can do half the things I want to do, a quarter of the things I want to do. It says all things, through Christ who strengthens me. So, we have every opportunity here to do things and not sell ourselves short. The five senses, what we see, smell, hear, touch, taste, will trick you every time. God gave us those to enjoy life. But the adversary will use them against you. He surely will. In his tool shed, he's got a tool with your name on it. He knows what will sway you from the truth. even if it's for a moment. So we need to use God's cell phone, not the adversary's, because it's always dropping calls, it's expensive, he's not there 24/7. God is. He's beyond four bars. He's in the heavens on your behalf, waiting to hear from you so that he can help you with whatever it is that's on your hearts. We all have different things on our hearts. That's okay. We're all different. They've only made one Jeffrey Moore in the whole world. There's no other like him. And thank God for that, because what he does blesses me, and I know it blesses you. Gabriel, only one Gabriel in the whole world. Thank God. What a sharp, sharp individual he is, and how he blesses us with what he does. Now, if I had to step in for Gabriel, go ahead. If I had to step in for Gabriel, you guys would be in the soup. But thank God Gabriel has stepped up and taken that on. And each and every one of you, there's something you do in life that blesses those around you. If you don't remember, think about it, and it'll come to you, you know. But there is one thing that we can all do in life to help others, and that's the P word, prayer. We can pray for deliverance. We can pray for wisdom. We can pray for peace. We can pray for prosperity. And prosperity isn't just a money thing. You prosper in all that you do, okay? That's part of my prayer each morning when I wake up, when I'm driving to work, because I'm by myself and I can yell and whatever. But I ask for God to help me that day, first of all, to do His will. Inspire me in your own way to help those around me, to take care of my wife while I'm away. And you know what? When I get home, she's got a big smile on her face, and the day went wonderful. Okay? That should inspire you and I to do God's will. Amen?
Amen.
And let's be inspired and comforted as we close in Psalms 23. This will be out of the NLT. So please go to Psalms 23. So, if you haven't been inspired lately, that's okay. But why don't you inspire someone else? I was talking with someone earlier this morning about my work, that there's a lot of people that just don't get it. I can't say anything because I'm not a supervisor, and that's okay. But what I can do is lead by example. But you know what? Sometimes even that doesn't work. Oh well. But the good that I do at work, I'm thankful for, like praying with people. Just the other day, a young lady that I work with has never done this, but she knows about me. She calls me over and I said, "What?" Her name is Sylvia. She goes, "Can you pray for my son's back? It's really bad." I said, "Absolutely." Now, do you think I told her, "Let's go somewhere dark and in the corner so I can pray"? I stood tall and mighty right there in the middle of all heaven, all earth. And I said, "Let's get peaceful and I'll pray for him." So I ministered to him via the prayer for her. And so I just expected the miracle or for the pain to subside. When I got home from work yesterday, a few hours later, I get a text. You know, your phone makes it, "Let me see what this is." And it was Sylvia. And here, bear with me real quick. I'll tell you what she said. "My son is much, much better. Thank you, Jesus." And that just brought joy to my heart. So when I see her Tuesday morning, she'll probably say something about it. But yeah, that just brought joy to my heart, knowing that, again, prayer works. So, where was I? Psalm 23. Okay, here we go. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." Do you? Yeah. At the top of the list should be health. Should be health. And if you're feeling a little bit down, guess what? Pray. Ask for His help. He lets me rest in green meadows, not in thorny rose bushes or on dry weed or a dusty ground. It says here, he lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. So if you can get a mind picture, God has put you in the best spot, the most tranquil places to be blessed. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths. He doesn't take you to a dead end. He doesn't get you on a bumper-to-bumper crowded freeway. It says he guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. And that's what we do. We give God the glory, always. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Ah! Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Now, I got a mind picture of that one day, and I thought, I remember that guy just didn't like me. I'm going to have this banquet in front of me, and he's going to be like, I'm going to say, guess who put this before me? Almighty God. Are you ready to change? You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. God doesn't fill it up halfway. It overflows. And this is the kind of overflowing, like, unlike when you're at home and you're pouring somebody some drink and you accidentally overflow. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clean that up. No, God, let it spill everywhere. Let those blessings spill everywhere. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. That's something that also was kind of hard to grasp onto. It's saying that your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. God's going to pursue you. His love pursues you. It's there for the taking. See? It's there for the taking. All the days of my life. Not on weekends, not on holidays, but all the days of your life will his love pursue you. And I will live in the apartment of the Lord, under a lease with the Lord, in a shack somewhere? No. I will live in the house of the Lord. For how long? Forever. So I trust that this sharing gives you a little inspiration, or at least points you in that direction, because we all need to be inspired. Again, the world tries to inspire us through different things. Okay. But you know what? We want to be inspired by what God says we can do and who we are. And when you know, like Popeye with a spinach, boom, Holy Spirit should do that and more for you. Because being honest here, each and every one of you in your own way inspire me. First of all, because you're even here. That's inspiration. You could be doing anything else, but you chose to be here in the presence of God and his children. So you guys are my inspiration in your own way, and thank you for that. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to go to your word, to talk with you, to pray with you, to talk with my brothers and sisters in Christ and be inspired by the truth that sets us free, by your promises, by your help, by the wisdom and peace you give us the world could never give us. And so, Father, I thank you for tomorrow's not here yet, that we can live this day to the fullest. And where that situation approaches us where we can help someone, especially with your word and the truth, let it be me. Because your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So I thank you for each heart here right now and the power that's in each person right here, right now, and what they can do for you, Father, because we are a mighty, mighty family. And so I just thank you. Thank you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. As long as I draw breath, as long as we draw breath, all in Jesus' name. Amen.